He lasted only a few months as Donald Trump's unpaid campaign manager, but Paul Manafort is still very much in the news for his ties to a Russian oligarch and a Ukrainian strongman. As WNYC's Andrea Bernstein and Ilya Marritz report, Manafort is also connected to a series of puzzling real estate transactions in Manhattan and Brooklyn that experts and investigators say merit scrutiny.
For three decades, Trump friend Paul Manafort stayed mostly out of the news. He worked for Republican politicians and for clients who wanted something from those politicians, like Ferdinand Marcos, the Philippine dictator, and Viktor Yanukovych, the ousted president of Ukraine. But all of this was behind the scenes until about a year ago.
Trump has recently hired a veteran GOP strategist to be his new convention planner. Paul Manafort has worked for...
Our story begins a decade before that happened, when Manafort moved into Trump Tower. I made a visit to the tower a few weeks ago, just to have a look around. Not the public plaza where tourists go, but the residential section, with its own entrance tucked away on 56th Street. The wallpaper here really is gold. In 2006, Paul Manafort buys an apartment about 20 stories down from Trump's penthouse triplex, number 43G.
Also in 2006, according to a recent AP investigation, Manafort signs a $10 million contract with Oleg Deripaska, the Russian oligarch, specifically to burnish Vladimir Putin's image in the U.S. Manafort signs the contract with his business partner at the time, Rick Davis. Manafort's middle name is John, and Davis's middle name is Hannah. Why am I telling you this? The two names are combined into a shell company name. John Hannah LLC is registered in the state of Virginia. Then it purchases apartment 43G in Trump Tower for close to $3.7 million cash.
Fast forward to January 2015. Manafort, who's lived in the apartment all along, transfers the deed into his own name for $0. 3 months later, he borrows $3 million against the condo. Another 2 months after that, in the same building, Donald J. Trump rides an escalator down into history.
Whoa! That is some group of people.
Thousands. It turns out Manafort's pattern of borrowing against New York City real estate repeats two more times after that. In each case, Manafort purchases the homes with shell companies with all cash, then transfers the properties into his own name for no money, then takes out hefty mortgages against them. $12 million in all.
So let's turn to property number two.
Fire escapes going up the front, big, high windows.
It's a fourth floor loft apartment on Howard Street, just where Soho bleeds into Chinatown. Manafort buys it in 2012, yes, through an LLC, for all cash. Then, in 2016, Manafort transfers the apartment to his own name, again for no money. This is all happening as Manafort is taking an increasingly important role in an increasingly successful primary season.
Polls have now closed in Michigan, where Fox News can now project that Donald Trump will win the state's Republican presidential primary.
As all of this is going on, Manafort borrows another $3 million against the Soho apartment.
Transaction number three was flagged by Katya Kelly. She writes a blog about Carroll Gardens, Brooklyn called Pardon Me for Asking. One day she was walking down Union Street, this block of carefully maintained brownstones, and noticed a house that looked different from the others.
Rusty I-beams, cinder blocks stacked up in the little front garden, and it just looked unkempt. And got into a conversation with one of the residents, and she said, well, do you want a scoop?
Sure, Kelly said.
She said, guess who lives on our block?
You guessed it.
She said, Paul Manafort.
The records show Paul Manafort taking out nearly $7 million in loans on the brownstone.
According to Zillow, his estimate is a range between 4.5 and 5.0.
David Reese is professor of real estate law at Brooklyn Law School. He says by a common measurement of a home's value, the numbers don't add up.
First of all, you know, keeping in mind, mostly when you refinance a mortgage, you have to keep some equity in it, right? So that means like the property is really worth $8 million and you took out $7 million in mortgages. So I do think that that transaction raises yellow flags that are worth investigating.
Just for reference, Manafort begins his borrowing spree as Trump is launching his presidential campaign. Manafort keeps borrowing while he works as Trump's unpaid campaign manager. But his work for Trump is aborted after records surface showing he took $12 million in off-the-books payments from a Putin ally in Ukraine. Manafort quits the campaign. but he continues to borrow through the chaotic months to come.
Manafort records the last of his nearly $7 million in loans for the Brooklyn Brownstone. That happens just days before Trump is inaugurated. The money comes from a bank run by a Trump fundraiser and advisor, Steve Calk. In an interview, Calk says he's confident the loan is, quote, over-collateralized, meaning more than covered by the home's value. And Manafort says, quote, my investments in real estate are personal and all reflect arm's-length transactions.
Buying properties with LLCs in New York City is not unusual, and neither is taking money out of real estate. But nine law enforcement and real estate experts we spoke with said Manafort's deals are hard to explain. This practice of buying expensive properties with all cash through LLCs in general is now under scrutiny by the Treasury Department's Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, or FinCEN. Last year, the head of FinCEN under Obama, Jennifer Shasky Calvary, told me that all cash purchases are common, they're often perfectly kosher, but because the money cannot easily be traced, it's also become a favored vehicle for money launderers.
Corrupt officials, organized crime figures, and other types of criminals who are taking the money that they've made through criminal activity and looking for a place to invest it, to hide it, and to enjoy it.
Calvary, who no longer works for the Treasury Department, didn't want to comment on Manafort's transactions. But the pattern of purchases was unusual enough that one federal agent with experience in complex financial investigations told us it looked suspicious. The agent asked for the documents to examine them further.
And the AP just reported the Treasury Department is investigating Manafort for his Ukraine dealings. It isn't known exactly what Treasury is looking for. And all over the news, the 2006 multimillion-dollar contract with Deripaska. He's the Russian oligarch Manafort began doing business with just as he bought into Trump Tower.
Now, we've just heard from Manafort in a written statement on this, saying, I worked with Oleg Deripaska, the Russian billionaire, almost a decade ago, representing him on business and personal matters in countries where he had investments.
Russia, Ukraine, Manafort, Trump Tower, Soho, Brooklyn. To Kathy Fleck, whose family once owned that brownstone in Carroll Gardens, it's all a mess. Fleck remembers her big Italian-American family gathering in that townhouse all the time.
Every holiday, every Sunday dinner of every week, we spent at 377 Union Street.
It was news to her that the house containing so many memories is now in a state of disrepair.
For me to see photos of it now, I'm crying, absolutely crying.
Fleck left Brooklyn. She lives mostly in Massachusetts now, on Cape Cod, where she owns a store called Curiouser and Curiouser. I'm Andrea Bernstein.
And I'm Ilya Meritz, WNYC News.